At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
This week's episode, we are all over the place talking about all the drama and pop culture news. We discuss Turkey Jerky, Fifth Harmony's Easter moment with Michelle Obama, my roller rink birthday, Tidal, the Bieber roast, celebrities farting, and Corey brings out his inner jock with his attempt at March Madness coverage. Stick around, subscribe on iTunes, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories I have never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. Hi, Corey!
Good morning.
Good day.
Now it's getting close to afternoon.
Oh my gosh.
There's a grumble in my tumble.
What are we going to eat today?
And it's wanting to say Yumble.
Oh my god, yum.com. Oh my god, can I tell you a story? Yesterday, I was driving, and I was at a red light, and I was looking in a restaurant, and they had a poster for a sandwich on a bagel with roast beef. And I go, yum, 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 yum. I said that out loud. And then I look up at the restaurant, and it was called Yum Yum Donuts. And I was like, oh my god. And also, why did they have a roast beef on a bagel sandwich at a
donut
shop?
Maybe it was a roast beef on a donut.
Oh my god.
Maybe,
Have you ever had one of those sandwiches that's crispy creams?
Nope. Don't want it. Don't need it.
You would never.
I don't want my sweets with my meats.
Wow.
Do you?
Daddy wants his meats layered and lathered with sweets.
You want the meat sweats is what you're thinking.
When was the last time you had the meat sweats?
The
people that don't know, what is the meat sweats?
Oh, when you just eat so much meat that your
sweat
pores gotta start getting the grease
loose. It usually happens with pork.
You think?
I feel.
Pork is the popular meat sweat and sweat
meat. Pork is the meat sweaty meat.
Meat sweat
meat. When you are at an open house this summer, avoid the pork.
Never.
Oh my god.
I would never.
I always forget that bacon's pork.
You know, of course you do.
I also forget that potatoes are not beans.
Yeah, of course you do. I was going to say, you know my dad's a butcher. We can call him and
God.
Dad, what meat do you think gives the most meat sweats?
What's your favorite type of meat?
Bacon.
I guess I knew that.
I love a good ground turkey.
Oh.
I like
ground turkey?
I like a turkey taco. I like a turkey burger.
No, it's turkey. No.
It's healthier.
Do you know the song is Turkey Lurkey Time?
No.
Well, it is.
How do you feel about turkey jerky time?
Oh my god. Well, I like turkey jerky. I like beef jerky. I like all types of jerky.
Actually, I do really like when I'm rifling through your cupboards and I find a bag of beef jerky for some reason.
Listen.
I mean, you're probably the only person I know who stores beef jerky in the house.
You never know when you're going to need some turkey jerky.
I grew up doing road trips. That's when you get jerky.
Is
this podcast all that jerky?
Let's talk about
jerky. Don't be a jerky. Don't cut me off.
When I was in middle school, I was in a cooking class. And you know how everyone was just what are you making this
And you
week?
Dehydrated
you would just,
meat.
No, you would just make cookies or sugar cookies or snickerdoodles or whatever. Because that was the easy thing
Puppy
to do in
chow.
Cooking class. Puppy chow. There was one kid in class who was I've got a family recipe for beef jerky. I was like, bitch, you about to dry out some dehydrated meat in cooking class? We have 50 minutes.
Okay,
make a snickerdoodle.
You had a cooking class?
Yes.
I will say that story reminded me of once somebody told me that they were making deer burgers, but I thought they said beer burgers.
Ooh.
So I was like, yes, give me some of that. And then it turned out it was deer.
Mm.
Didn't love it.
Well, I think both are very Michigan. A turkey burger,
It was a
deer
Michigan
burger.
Thing.
Would you eat deer? Have you ever eaten deer?
I just told you that I had.
So you did eat it.
Venison.
Have you ever eaten a turtle?
No, turtle soup?
Yeah.
Have you?
No, but my late grandmother,
I
told you.
We've had a podcast episode about this grandma making stew.
No, this
stew.
Is a different grandma. No. Oh, yeah, she made stew. Oh, when we would eat our grandma stew.
You ate her.
Now, how do you feel about stew pickles?
What is that? Oh,
the
from
dad from Rugrats?
I mean, yes.
Remember that scene when he was in the kitchen
stewing
at 3 a.m.
pickles.
And he was stirring a pot and the mom was like, what are you doing up? Stew? And he goes, I can't sleep.
Why are you whispering?
I always feel like that.
Really?
When I can't sleep, I feel like stewed pickles.
And you just get up and make stewed pickles.
No, no, no. Speaking of stewed pickles, we need to talk about David Archuleta.
Is because he is a stewed pickle.
He is a stupid pickle today.
Oh, I get it. I get it.
I don't know if that's what the transition we're going with, but what did David Archuleta do? Now, you guys know I'm a David Archuleta apologist.
I was going to say, I texted you this story the other day.
It was very triggering.
And I was like, Daddy's not going to want to see this, but Daddy needs to see
this.
It's
like when your favorite celebrity fucks up. Mm-hmm. This is what happened.
I literally
not to call David Archuleta my favorite celebrity, but he's definitely in my top seven.
I saw your lips getting ready to make the F noise, and I thought you were going to say it's like when your favorite celebrity farts for some reason.
What would you do at a meet and greet if you were like meeting Katy Perry and she farted?
She would probably like apologize and laugh, and then she'd probably like give me concert tickets for life.
Gaga would just call it performance fart.
Oh. Fart pop.
Ew.
So she should have called her shitty album. I'm funny.
Why gotta be
and
so
I mean,
rude.
I didn't even like hate that album. I just went for the joke.
Okay, so what did David Archuleta do?
I'm like, let me pull it up. David Archuleta. He was tweeting about love.
No, so here's what's up.
He was tweeting about love.
No, he was tweeting about
You want me to read the tweet?
The Indiana law, wasn't he?
Yes.
Talk about it.
He said romantic love is incomplete, and then it went on to be like blah-diddy blah blah blah.
He's like, love is I feel like it was like something along the lines of love is
nourished by the coming of children expressed between a man and a woman in marriage.
So first and foremost, you're coming for people that are infertile. Second and foremost, you're talking about like gay couples. Third and foremost, like, bitch, stay in your lane. What's that one country song we were listening to this morning?
Cruise by Florida Georgia Line.
Is that really the one?
No.
No.
Biscuits and Gravy.
Biscuits and Gravy.
Casey Musgraves.
By Casey Musgraves. It's like, what are the lyrics?
It's like, mind your own biscuits and life will be gravy.
Right.
I hope it's like a turkey gravy.
The lyrics of the song are hoe your own row, raise your own babies, smoke your own smoke, grow your own daisies, mend your own fences, own your own crazy, mind your biscuits, and life will be gravy. I just feel like when I heard that, I was listening to your country playlist, which is top notch.
You're welcome.
But when I heard that, I was like, yes, Casey. Mind your own business, David Archuleta, and your life will be gravy. Like, don't come for other people. Don't act like your morals should be everyone's morals.
I feel like you're talking directly to him.
I know David listens.
You're looking so intently.
It pains me when a celebrity that I like is
farts out of me.
Full of farts pops.
You do realize that she also had a song that's like Follow Your Arrow, and it's essentially the same song. No shade to Casey Musgraves, but it's all like, follow your own arrow and don't listen to other people and stay in your lane and like, where boots.
Listen.
I mean, I think that's it. I think I
summed
it up.
Speaking of people that need to be staying in their own lanes.
Jill Duggar?
Jill Duggar having another baby. Is this her first baby?
That's her first baby.
Listen,
you're confusing her mother.
Another Duggar child has graced this earth. What is its name?
I don't know.
Okay,
it's
cool.
Named...
That's the end of that segment. I would love to do another Duggar naming segment.
God, no.
I've been told that that's Corey's least favorite.
My least
segment.
Favorite moment that's ever happened on Psychobabble is when you made us take a minute for you to try to name every Duggar child.
Speaking of minutes wasted on naming things, can you name all the places Madonna has released a music video?
Off of Rebel Heart?
Yes.
Probably Grindr.
Yes.
Probably Snapchat.
Yes.
I don't know. She's not had two
videos.
Well,
the latest is Meerkat, which is a new app. Apparently you can, live stream or something. I haven't really looked into it, but Madonna has announced that she's premiering her next music video on
Ghost
Meerkat.
Ghost Town.
Yes.
I heard the next single. Ghost Town.
That's the one that Taylor Swift played guitar backup for.
I have no idea.
Well, all I know is that I feel like Madonna is just like, you know how I feel about Madonna. I support people of all ages participating in media and pop culture. I support women, embracing their power and blah, 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 blah. All the things that people come for Madonna for, I am not coming for her for those reasons. I am coming for Madonna because she doesn't seem like a nice person. But she is, I feel like, grasping at straws at this point with premiering new content on Grindr, on Snapchat, on Meerkat.
Listen.
It's like, girl, I mean, at least she's not doing Tidal. Can we talk about Tidal?
I don't want to, because you know what I realized the other day?
What?
I just know Rihanna's going to drop her secret album on Tidal only.
Yep.
And you know, I was literally thinking about it the other day. I was like, that's why she hasn't dropped a release date. She's going to premiere the album on Tidal. I'm going to have to wait a week for it to go onto iTunes.
Now, for people that don't know what Tidal is a...
knockoff Spotify?
It's a rival of Spotify, is what they're pitching it as. It's owned by tons of celebrities. Like Jay-Z, Beyonce, Rihanna, Daft Punk, Nicki,
Jack White,
Madonna,
like everybody.
Everybody's on it. It's interesting to me that Madonna, a co-owner of Tidal, decided to premiere her content on Grindr, Snapchat, Meerkat. It's like, girl, I thought you'd signed that Declaration of Independence.
Is that what it was?
It was like, okay, for people
did
that didn't
watch the video.
I did watch the live stream. They had, it was very bizarre. It was very awkward and uncomfortable. They had all these celebrities up on a stage. They all seemed like they didn't really know what was going to happen
during
the live stream.
I know, it was very weird. And did you see all the, they had like fans in the audience, but there were, it was literally like people they had scraped off the street like that day.
I think it was media.
I saw people in, like, backpacks and stuff.
I don't know.
Very busy.
All I know is they all had to take turns signing this Declaration of Independence or something. It was a moment in pop culture history after Alicia Keys gave us a speech about how music's great. And then it was just, like, awkward. And then they all stood there. And then they all left the stage. I was like, what did I just watch?
I will say, when it wrapped, it was very weird. They were all just, like, standing on stage, like, slow clapping. And
it's
I was like,
you have all those... you know, icons of music, can't you give us something? Perform something. Madonna, fall. Like, do something.
Madonna, like, climbed and humped the table. You saw that.
The weirdest
thing was Chris Martin and who else was it sitting
in the
Skyping
background? Were they meerkatting in?
And they were, like, whispering to each other. It was like they were talking to each other and they were both wearing, like, pajamas. I'm like, where in the world are you?
Now, Tidal has kind of come out into the scene. And people are very skeptical of it because it had this huge campaign where all the artists turned their, you know, their social media profiles
Can
blue.
Can we talk about that blue?
Let's talk about
it. You know that is the most basic blue that comes with, like, Microsoft Paint.
Drag them.
Pick
it. It was a very Microsoft Paint blue.
It was, like, the most basic blue that, like, I was like, come on,
it
pick
was not
a color.
Soothing. It was not soothing to
no,
the eye.
It was abrasive.
And blue has been described for social media platforms to be a very calming color,
right.
Inviting color. A lot of social media marketing campaigns
I thought it was an
blue.
April Fool's joke.
It was kind of an ugly blue. I'm sorry.
It was hideous
JC,
and shitty.
I'm sorry.
It was shittiest.
But all of them did this huge campaign, and it was a very hashtag Tidal for All
Gosh.
Moment, where a lot of fans were kind of upset because they were like, Tidal for All. Like, girl, this is for people that can afford something that's $240 a year.
Yeah.
For something that we get for free with Spotify. And they were
is
arguing.
Is there like a basic version of Tidal?
There's a basic version and then there's a $20 a month version. But they were arguing that you get a higher sound quality, blah, blah, blah. That's
you
like,
don't know what my ears can hear.
Oh, are you a dog? Are you a whale?
I could be both.
Wow.
Could be a wog.
Or a Dale. Or a Dale. Speaking of Pitbull, where was he? Why is he not involved with Tidal?
Maybe he is. I'm sure there were other people involved.
I don't know.
Did he change his icon blue?
Did he?
I don't know.
No, I'm saying, is Diddy involved?
Diddy? Diddy joke was gross.
All I know is that now Tidal is being used to premiere new content, like Rihanna's new song and video for American Oxygen, Beyonce's new song and, I guess, video? Is it a video? For Die With You. All these artists that are involved are using it and kind of saying, if you want our content, you have to sign up for Tidal. How do you feel?
Bye.
That's how I feel.
I mean,
feel
like it's 2015 shit leaks.
I saw a Tumblr post that was, I don't remember the exact quote, but it was something like, nothing is revolutionary or game changing unless it's accessible to the poor.
Yeah.
And that is, I think it was a Tumblr post before Tidal, but I think it's very relevant now that Tidal is a thing. It's like your stuff that's rich people making themselves richer, not to say that artists don't deserve compensation for their work, but rich people making themselves richer is kind of the speculation that's happening surrounding Tidal. And Marina from Marina and the Diamonds actually went on a Twitter rant about it. And it was more, she was asked in an interview. So it was not her going off about it, but she was asked in an interview what she thought of Tidal. She is skeptical herself because she said, you know what, if this is musicians coming for the artistry of it all and trying to protect the artistry of it all, they would have included a lot of other types of magicians. Magicians. Oh my God. I wish they included magicians. No, they would have included a whole bunch of musicians that were not just the top of the top.
Right.
And she's skeptical of it, and she, I think she had some very valid points. What do you think?
I am done talking about Tidal.
I just think it's a very important conversation that needs to happen because
unless
it's like,
you want to talk about that picture of Beyonce standing next to Daft Punk in their helmets.
Oh my God.
And people being
in the caption being like, what?
It was like, great, now Beyonce won't even let Michelle and Kelly like
even be seen. Show their faces.
Show their faces.
I was like, oh my God, tagged and dragged.
I'm so ready to tag and drag you to stop getting you to say tag and drag.
Listen, let's tag and drag somebody else. Hillary Duff has a new single. Did not premiere on Tidal. Why isn't she a co-owner?
Maybe she is. I don't know. Did she sign the declaration?
I don't think so.
I liked the single.
Do you like it? I really love it.
We talked about it a couple weeks ago, and we listened to the sample in the car. But
it's
since
out
then,
now,
the
it's
full
great.
Length came out. I like a song with a whistle, except for Flo Rida's whistle. But I do love Flo Rida.
Speaking,
I know it's very confusing.
Speaking of whistles, you know where whistles happen? On a basketball court. Corey, as our resident sports person.
Jock.
Fill us in.
Did you watch March Madness?
No, and that's all the time we have today for sports.
March Madness wrapped up. You should give some love to Sparty.
Okay, I will say our alma mater.
Alma mater.
Our alma mater.
Michigan State University. Won
really
fourth
broad.
Place.
We got fourth place.
I mean, that's not what it's called. I mean, they were in the final four. I'm making myself sound like an
we
idiot.
Got the final fours, and which is that's exactly what they call One Direction now.
Oh, the Final Four.
Okay.
Whoa.
Okay.
But I didn't. When I put this in the notes, I wanted to talk about the March Madness of music.
What happened? What happened?
So Billboard always does this like March Madness of music.
Better be quick before I lose interest.
And they vote like songs go head to head, and the fans vote. And
did
this
Art
year,
Pop win?
No.
Did Shiza win?
Listen. So they had to take 64 songs. They took the last 64 songs that were a top 5 hit or better.
How did Highway Unicorn do?
So not a top 5 hit or better, and also not in the last year.
Okay.
So the winner of this year's March Madness.
Is it a Hillary Duff
it
song?
It gave me March gladness.
Mm.
I mean, appreciate that joke for a minute.
I'm about to get
while
March
you
sadness.
Sit with, don't hold your breath, Gaga didn't win.
Mm.
The winner of this year's March Madness music.
Katy Perry.
Katy
Wait,
Perry.
Wait, let me guess the song. Let me guess the song. Is it...
Girl, guess. She had one song that was in the top 5 in the last, like, year. Dark Horse, you are so bad.
Oh,
at this.
It was Dark. I would.
She
never
went up against Hozier for what's that song? Taking Me to Church.
Hmm.
They were in the final two. She won.
I guess I'm just unimpressed with that music news. Let's go to even more exciting music news: the Billboard Music Awards. Guess who's up for 2 awards?
Katy Perry's up for more than 2.
Okay, well, right now we're talking about Pentatonix.
Oh, I didn't know
they're up for 2 awards. I think that's cool.
Oh, do you think it's
that's
cool?
That's cool to me. I will never stop being impressed with Pentatonix, but who else is up for some awards? Sam Smith, Iggy Azalea, Taylor Swift.
Listen, you know I didn't love 2014 in music.
Okay, well, the top artist award for the Billboard Music Awards, it's up 5 ways. Ariana Grande, Katy Perry, Sam Smith, Taylor Swift, and One Direction.
Say that again.
Katy Perry.
Oh,
Ariana
yeah,
Grande,
that's Katy Perry
Sam
was all
Smith,
I needed
Taylor
you
Swift
to hear.
In One Direction. Now, do you think this revival of relevancy for One Direction in the news, not to say that they're always not relevant, but they are at the top of the news charts, do you think this is going to help them or hurt them with the top artists?
I like how Billboard does these nominations because they actually base it off of sales and
right.
that sort of thing. I mean, One Direction's huge. Like we talked about a couple weeks ago, they've had 4 number one albums back to back to back to back to back.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, with 4 of their most recent album also debuting at number one. All of these people on the list have
are
number
very
one.
Deserving of the award, I think.
Yeah, I think Sam Smith was the only one without a number one album just because he was like a slow burn.
Right.
It took some speed to gain.
It was a slow start.
But it did great on the Billboard charts. I mean, it's a great album. It cleaned up at the Grammys.
Now for top new artists, we have 5 Seconds of Summer, Iggy, Hozier, Sam Smith, and Meghan Trainor.
I mean, It's always interesting with Billboard too, because with the Grammys, they like, it's vote based and that sort of thing. And Billboard really tries to look at statistics and that
right.
sort of thing.
I think it's interesting that top artist and top new artist both has Sam Smith. I gotta say, for top new artist, I am rooting for 5 Seconds of Summer. I think they are really bubbling under right now, even though they are huge already. I think this is just the tip of the iceberg.
Didn't they just get kicked out of a bar in Los Angeles?
That's alleged. I don't even know.
Is a legend?
Alleged.
A legend.
A legend.
Speaking of legends.
Speaking of Tom, what's his name? Tom Legend?
Cruise.
John Legend.
Yes. What did John Legend do?
I don't know.
I thought you said Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise? I don't care.
I heard Tom Cruise hasn't seen Suri Cruise in forever.
I heard that I just had a birthday party.
You want to? Oh, wow.
I'd rather talk about that than Tom Cruise.
Well, then speak. Oh, I got the segue for this.
It was great. Did you have fun?
I got the segue for
this.
What? Speaking of cruises, did you see me cruising around the skate floor at your B-Day party?
No, there were tons of people at the B-Day party, but nobody owned the roller rink quite like you. I've got to say.
Your mom said
you were the queen of the roller rink. Oh, the roller rink.
People didn't even know I was there because I was skating by myself.
You were twirling. You were spinning. Your wig was flying in the air. My birthday party was really fun. I had a lot of fun. Corey, you helped me do it.
Hey, guys. My birthday party was fun.
I wish all of you were there, but you weren't. We had a photo booth. We had alcohol. We had wigs.
Oh, my God.
And we had a private roller rink. I think there's nothing better than that.
I will say I come alive not only in a wig, but on a skate floor.
Can we go roller skating on a random day?
Yeah, I think I must have skated 20 miles that night.
Okay, calm down.
People didn't even know I was there. My favorite was when – so you had all the wigs. People were showing up. They were trying on wigs. They were getting pictures taken. They were drinking. And then some of the wigs just started getting, like, tossed aside. So I just kept picking them up.
I was
putting a wig
wigs.
Under a wig under a wig.
Oh, God. You were wig upon wig upon wig.
And then just nobody really saw it. I would just skate right past and pull off one wig, and another wig would be there.
Wow. What a reveal. Speaking of reveals, let's talk about when you're going through a garden and then you're like looking under a leaf and look what's revealed, an Easter egg. You know what was just an event that was had? The White House Easter egg thing.
Your transitions are so good.
You know who was at that White House Easter egg thing?
Fifth Harmony. You
surprisingly not up for Best New Artist for the Billboard Music Awards. I think that's kind of a rob.
Well, tweet them. Tag them. And drag them.
Wow. For somebody who hits tag them and drag them, look who's using it. No.
What happened? I didn't hear this.
Fifth Harmony was singing at the White House
they
Easter egg.
They sang at the Easter egg hunt.
Yes. And out of nowhere, Barack and Michelle come up behind them, and Michelle hugs Lauren, and it's the cutest moment ever. If you haven't seen it, just Google
it. It's on video?
Yeah. And she's like all flustered, and it's just like, I kind of ship it.
I'll rival your cutest Easter moment ever.
Talk to me.
Did you see Taylor Swift and her brother having the Easter egg hunt?
Oh, my God. I kind of loved it.
I was dying. They were like, that's going to be me when I'm a parent. I'm going to make my 20-year-old children, like, have an Easter egg hunt still.
Did you paint any eggs this year?
I didn't, but I've got an interesting story.
It's not too late.
It's probably on sale right now. Now is probably the most advantageous time to do it. I saw when I was at the grocery store, you could buy pre-painted hard-boiled eggs.
What a market. I'm down.
No.
I hate work.
Oh, it was so – I was furious. Who's depriving their children of that treat that is coloring Easter eggs?
I would.
That's the real present the Easter Bunny should bring.
Okay. Calm down. Why does a bunny have an egg? Bunnies don't lay eggs.
I'm actually surprised that you know that.
I Googled it. I binged it.
You're going to be like, listen to the last time I looked up bunnies laying eggs.
Listen. No, speaking of laying eggs, we were just in Vegas – laying an egg of a good time.
I had a...
And it's about to hatch sometime this month, and that's called Hey USA. I was on an episode of Hey USA. Corey, you came along. It was a lot of fun. Didn't you have fun?
I had the most fun.
I think we should have Mamrie on an episode
in the future,
to really dive into what actually happened during Hey USA.
You think?
I think so.
I don't know if we can book her. She's busy.
I know she's busy, but if you guys like it, let us know. Tweet us. Corey, where can people find you?
I'm on Twitter.
Okay.
At Corey Cool.
And I'm also on Twitter, at Tyler Oakley. But I think we should have Mamrie on for an episode to dive into that.
Into all the Hey USA stuff?
Yeah, I think that would be fun.
I would love
it. And there are
there's
questions I need to ask Mamrie.
I know. I want to ask her about those cookies they had in the VIP lounge that I didn't get to try the whole weekend.
What are you talking about?
At Hey USA.
Oh, God. No, I want to ask Mamrie stuff that doesn't have to do with Hey USA.
Like what?
I got things I need to know about Mamrie.
Burning questions for Mametown?
Girl, you know she burning. down there. Yo, she needs to get checked.
I don't love this.
I do love it.
Now let's segue into, you know what else is burning?
Huh.
The Justin Bieber roast.
Wow, he was roasted.
That was a good little
segue. Did you watch it?
So, no.
Okay.
I'm not going to give him that publicity. Is
publicity?
That what it is? I'm not going to give him
publicity.
That promo. It was the most viewed roast in Roast Her Story.
Okay, okay.
I only watched the Martha Stewart roast.
I watched the Martha Stewart part. I hate people that are like, wow, Martha Stewart's so funny. I'm like, yeah, she's probably funny, but like, Lord knows.
She didn't write that.
She had a team of writers. Do people not get how things work?
I've like literally had this argument with like strangers in the street that I heard being like, Martha Stewart is so funny. She's the comedian.
Oh my God. Calm it down.
I'm like,
oh my God. My favorite
know.
Thing to call Mamrie is a comedian because she hates that term. I'm like, you're such a comedian.
Anyways.
Anywho's
did you watch the Martha Stewart part?
Yeah, it was funny. It was great. I thought it was wonderful. But like, Lord, you have to know. I think she had great delivery,
You thought she had good delivery?
Yeah, I thought it was like well done.
Wow.
Okay.
I thought her timing was off.
Okay, so at the end of the roast, Justin apologized sincerely.
He did?
He said, you know what? I've been a douche for a while.
God.
I feel like you all deserve an apology.
I don't believe it.
Do you believe he's going to change?
No.
Okay.
You don't need to go on a TV show, have them roast you, get all that publicity, and then like be up there. Girl, write a letter. Apologize on Instagram.
I got to say, I think actions speak louder than words, and apologies are not a one-moment thing. You can't just say sorry. It's something that culminates over time, and if you want your apology to be sincere, it's not your delivery, it's not your words, it's your actions afterwards.
We'll see. I'll give him the time. I mean, he's not going anywhere.
And you know what? Who am I to deprive anybody of the opportunity to change and grow? I think nobody is born with a sociology degree. Nobody knows what's appropriate. Nobody knows what is the right or the wrong thing to do with your life. I think sometimes people fuck up. I think sometimes people grow from that. I think over time we will see if Justin Bieber is going to grow up. That's it. You know what I mean?
Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed, girl. Fingers crossed. So as this podcast is going live right now today, Corey, where are we?
We're in Viva Las Vegas.
We are in Vegas for what?
The Podcast Awards.
So everyone that's listening right now, fingers crossed. Let's hope that we win. If not, it's fine. I mean, it would be cool if we did.
We're going to celebrate in Vegas either way.
You know, every time I go to Vegas, I win money.
I thought you were going to say, every time I go to Vegas, I go to Cheesecake Factory.
Both. Same thing. I win money, and then I go to Cheesecake Factory. One last thing. Speaking of awards, I am actually up for a Webby Award, which is a really cool thing I'm super excited about. I'm up for People's Voice for an online film and video first person. If you want to vote, I would really appreciate your vote. Screenshot it after you vote and send me a tweet saying that you did.
Was that one category or two?
It's the People's Voice Award for online film and video first person.
Okay, so it's one.
It's the first person category. I'm up against other people. I want y'all to vote. I've always wanted a Webby Award. I think that's...
Do you have one on your mantle?
No, I've never been nominated before. I'm super excited.
Super. I bet your Webby would look really cute on your Teen Choice Awards surfboard.
Oh, my God. That would be cool. So if you want to vote for me, I would love you forever. Send me a screenshot if you do. I'm going to send DMs and love to people that do. That's it. Okay.
That's it. I mean, I guess we're in Vegas now.
So what happens in Vegas? You might find on our Twitter. Corey, where can people find you?
You can find me online. We just did this.
I want you to tell them again.
At Corey Cool on Twitter and YouTube and Instagram.
Everywhere.
All of the places.
And Tumblr. You can find me, Tyler Oakley. And if you want to subscribe to Psychobabble, it's for free. It's the quickest little click.
Quickest little click.
And if you think that people should become Psycho Babies with you, send a link to one of your friends.
Actually, yeah, you should go... Pull up your friend on Twitter or a stranger.
You know what? Sit them down and have an intervention. I think we've had people do that before, but I think you need to have an intervention with another friend. Listen, become a cycle baby.
I would just go on to whatever's trending right now, click it, find somebody who's tweeted with that trending hashtag and be like, yo, check out Psychobabble.
Right. And also tweet it at Hillary Duff.
Yes.
And why not? Let's get Hill Duff in here.
Heyday. I've always called her Heyday.
Let's have a Heyday.
I would love a Heyday.
Okay. That's all. Bye, friends.
Bye.
Introducing the Star Patrol Spotlight, the most intense flashlight you've ever seen. Compared to two car headlights, the Star Patrol shines up to four times as bright.
That's bright!
Illuminate objects up to a half mile away, even from the top of a skyscraper. The Star Patrol easily lights up buildings from across the skyline.
That's insanely bright!
Push Turbo Boost for a crazy bright boost that's 100 times brighter for 30,000 candelas of mega bright light.
What? That's insanely bright!
With 10 illumination modes, the Star Patrol is a spotlight, floodlight, emergency light, and more. Take care of all your lighting needs with one Star Patrol. Don't settle for dull flashlights. If the Star Patrol isn't the brightest flashlight you've ever seen, return it for a full refund. Go to GetStarPatrol.com for your free Turbo Boost, plus free shipping and a money-back guarantee. That's GetStarPatrol.com. GetStarPatrol.com.